Good evening and welcome to the Cybersecurity and Cryptocurrency Podcast. I'm your host, Eric English. Got some exciting topics to talk about today in both the cybersecurity world and the cryptocurrency world. So we'll get to that in just a second. Today is Tuesday, August 14th, 2018. We're on episode 16. So we're getting up there. First and foremost, if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at eEnglish34. Again, it's at eEnglish34. And also want to give a shout out to our sponsor, Southern Graphics T-Shirt Company, for all your T-shirt, jerseys, polo shirts, any kind of shirt that you need a design on. These guys can do it for you. Their website is southerngraphicst-shirtco.com. Again, southerngraphicst-shirtco.com. Check them out. They got some really funny shirts out there, too. I got one the other day that says Body by Beer and Tacos, which definitely suits my dad bod very much. But we're going to jump right in here. I'm going to start with the cryptocurrency related news. It's been a crazy week. For the last 7 days, we've seen the market really take a dip since the SEC decided to postpone their decision. We've seen the market take a dramatic downturn, and Bitcoin rules them all. Bitcoin is the primary cryptocurrency that's traded for all the other alternative coins, whether it's Ethereum or Ripple or whatever it is. It's typically exchanged for Bitcoin. So that's why Bitcoin's always the big daddy. And when the price of Bitcoin goes down, everything else follows suit. So today we saw Bitcoin hit a new low of right around $5,700. That is scary stuff for any investors out there. $5,700 for Bitcoin is just crazy low. We never expected to see these kinds of lows. You know, probably a month and a half ago, we were at damn near $8,500, and now we're way down to $5,700. It has bounced back a little since that dip earlier today. Last time I looked at it, it was at about $6,100. But as everybody knows, it goes up and down quite a bit, so I'm sure that'll change again. But our market's just going nuts right now. So I'll post a link to that article about Bitcoin and why they think the price hit that all-time low for this year. Pretty interesting stuff. They're saying that it's going to hold and probably won't go much lower than 5,600. But, you know, you never really know what's going to happen with these. I saw some other cool news, cryptocurrency news. There's a fantasy football blockchain startup. They're going to do an ICO, and they're looking for $100 million in funding to start blockchain-based fantasy football. I thought that'd be kind of interesting. I'm wondering what currencies they're going to use on their platform, but this has been coming. You're going to see this with gambling as well. I'm actually surprised there's not already, and there may already be, and I'm just not aware, but casinos doing their own kind of blockchain trading. Gambling recently became legal, sports gambling, that is. So we're going to see an uptick in that as well. That's why this fantasy football ICO is such a big one, because, you know, everybody's doing fantasy football, and mix that with blockchain. The reason you want to use blockchain in that kind of scenario is that you'll know that the other person that you're betting with has put in their money for sure. There's no doubt that they've given up their money. It's in the system and you know it. You're not going to get shysted or anything crazy like that. So that's why they're getting to this model with blockchain. And I think you're going to see that with a lot of gambling systems as well as casinos moving forward. So definitely be on the lookout for that kind of stuff. I think it's going to do nothing but help all those businesses. Last thing in cryptocurrency news, there was an ICO, a fake ICO, that happened a while back, and I believe we reported on that. It's been a couple of weeks now since I reported on that, but the founder of that cryptocurrency company got fined $30,000 by the SEC. Now, hold on a second. $30,000, that's it? I mean, so this guy made off with millions of dollars, and he only has to pay back $30,000. I don't quite understand that. My understanding is that his ICO made quite a bit of money, and all he's got to do is pay back 30 grand. That's it's not much of a punishment, if you ask me, but I guess I'm not the SEC, nor do I want to be, but you know, you would think that they would have fined him something in the millions of dollars, not $30,000. Just seems a little light on the fine side. And, you know, what's to stop him from going out there and doing it again? Well, they gave him a permanent ban. So he will not be able to do another ICO ever again. So I guess that's the upside to it. They permanently banned him from doing another ICO. So, you know, if he's got millions of bucks in his pocket, he could probably care less. Like, whatever, man, I'm going to retire now. Thanks. See you later. But thought that was interesting. It's in the show notes if you want to check that out. Other stuff in crypto news, there was nothing really crazy going on. Ethereum's at an all-time low as well. It was at $230 today. So it's just, it's really, really taken a big hit. Everything's taken a big hit since Bitcoin went down. But keep the faith. It'll get back up there eventually. Hopefully we'll see a rally towards the end of this year. Blockchain isn't going away, folks. It's doing nothing but getting bigger. And so you're going to see a lot more applications of blockchain everywhere you go. It's going to be in financial systems. It's going to be in gambling systems. It's going to be in inventory systems. UPS will start using it for tracking packages. The Postal Service will probably use it. It's not going away anytime soon. The underlying technology of cryptocurrency is blockchain, and that is not going away. AWS from Amazon, they have their own blockchain as a service offering. Microsoft Azure has the same thing as well for enterprises. So you're going to see a lot more with this. If you're a developer and you're looking to make a jump, right now is the time to jump into blockchain development, because it's just going to grow. There's going to be some growing pains, of course, because it's such a new technology, and you know, the understanding of its capabilities is just not quite there yet. Obviously, we're getting there, but you know, we're nowhere near where it can be and where it will be eventually. But right now is the time to jump into that. They're paying blockchain developers a ton of money to develop code. So if you're a developer, that's probably a good career path to get down and start in on the blockchain craze, because it's just going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. So we'll jump over to cybersecurity stuff. Microsoft, today is Patch Tuesday, so Microsoft released quite a few patches to patch 60 some odd flaws in Windows and various applications in Windows that Microsoft controls, like Internet Explorer and items like that. There was quite a few remote code execution vulnerabilities, and several of these were being attacked in the wild. So some active attacks happening with this most recent round of patches that Microsoft has released. So if you have not already patched your workstations and servers, highly recommend doing that. You know, these are pretty big vulnerabilities, especially remote code execution. I mean, those are probably the scariest ones out of the entire list. But there's still quite a few others. It's a very, very big list of things that they're patching. So get on that. Tell your patching folks to start rolling them out or testing them or whatever process you've got. We do test them at my job. We test them with our IT department first and then with one particular office, and then we roll it out to everybody else. So we're already in the testing phase of these new patches. So far, so good. So check that out if you're a Microsoft shop and you haven't already seen it. I saw a really funny article about hackers can now hack into your fax machine to then hack into your network just by sending a fax. I thought this was really funny. So basically what hackers are doing now, they send a fax to a vulnerable fax machine, and they basically take over that fax machine, right? So once they've got control of your fax machine, oftentimes these fax machines are connected to an internal network as well. So they're connected to a phone line and they're connected to an internal network somewhere. So what this fax hack does is it hacks the fax machine itself. The hacker gains control of that fax machine. They can then program that fax machine to do whatever they want to then do even more damage on your internal network. So HP has already released patches for this stuff, and a few other vendors have already released patches. So if you have a fax machine that's connected to a phone line and to your network, now is the time that you have to update your dang fax machine. A lot of folks have vendors that manage these devices for them. However, that does not absolve you of the risk. So just because you have a vendor that takes care of these, you know, printers and copiers and whatever, multifunction machines, the risk still resides with your company and with you if you're the security guy or girl. So take that into consideration. You know, jump on those vendors. If they have to patch it themselves, jump all over them and make them get in there and do that right away. If they can't, it's highly recommended that you take those fax machines off of your network. There's a list of vulnerable fax machines that are susceptible to this hack, and you can see that in the article in the show notes, so check that out. Thought that was pretty interesting, new technique from hackers there. It's always something, it seems like. I think that was last on my list for cybersecurity stuff. Nothing else too crazy going on. Adobe released some other patches for their stuff. As always, there's always a patch for Java and Adobe, it seems like. But they did have some critical vulnerabilities too. But the Microsoft ones look like they were actively being attacked. So those are much more critical at this juncture, at least, than the Adobe ones. But get on your patching, folks, if you haven't already, and start getting that going. But that's all we got for today. I want to thank our sponsor again, Southern Graphics T-Shirt Company. Their website is southerngraphicst-shirtco.com. Go check them out. And you can follow me on Twitter. I am at eEnglish34. Again, it's at eEnglish34. Thanks for listening.